Warsaw is a city under stress. Within days of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the children of refugees started showing up at Polish schools such as this one. Desperate for normalcy, some still in shock.
This is a tragedy. The biggest problem isn't needing shoes or clothes. It's the psychological side. These children don't want to be in Poland. They miss their fathers.
Across town at one of Warsaw's busiest hospitals, the situation's the same. Every day, on top of serving hundreds of Polish patients, Ukrainian refugees are showing up by the dozens.
Usually it's infections. They also have all kinds of aches, muscle aches, stomach aches, diarrhea, respiratory infections. Sometimes they are bruised from traveling.
Since the start of Russia's war in Ukraine, Poland has absorbed roughly half of the 4 million refugees that have fled. Within weeks, Warsaw saw its 1.8 million population swell by more than 20%, overwhelming city services. It's estimated there are more than 400,000 Ukrainian refugees living in and around Warsaw. They're drawn to the region because Poland's government has promised free education and health care for Ukrainian refugees living in Poland for up to 18 months. Warsaw is barely managing. That's because there's no system for delivering these services on a mass scale.
People ask me, what's the problem? There are no tents, there are no camps of refugees. Yes, because they have been accepted to our homes. But if we have more and more and more and we have no strategy, then of course the system will break down and it will mean that we will be overwhelmed and that we are not going to be able to effectively help other refugees.
Warsaw's mayor says the international community is providing assistance, but he wants the United Nations to help manage the effort. So far, Poland's government has refused. The mayor says he's not sure how much longer the city can cope. And the refugees who are currently being welcomed into Warsaw may soon have nowhere to go. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Warsaw, Poland.